From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. One of the major logistical tasks facing the U.S. commanders in Iraq today was how to get Thanksgiving dinner to nearly 140,000 soldiers amid an ongoing insurgency. The military supplied Thanksgiving meals to soldiers even in the more remote outposts. Not an easy task, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, from a military base in the Tigris River Valley south of Mosul.
It's early on Thanksgiving morning. The scene that confronts Robert Chambers as he gazes out of his wooden watchtower can scarcely be less festive. For once it's not raining, but a bone-chilling fog hangs in the air. This is not what Chambers imagined Iraq would be like when he was sent here.
I pictured it as desert and camels, and haven't seen a single camel yet, No desert really.
This is the Tigris Valley, south of the city of Mosul in northern Iraq. There's no desert here, just low rolling fields, junkyards, stray dogs, lots of mud, and, says the US military, some influential Iraqi insurgents somewhere out there. The American soldiers who've taken over this stark concrete building on the edge of the Sunni town of Hammam al-Alil are from Charlie Company 1-5. They call the base The Rock. The place is about as festive as a multi-story car park. Staff Sergeant Micah Gould.
We have no glass in the windows. We've got sandbags with some boards. Birds freely fly through the windows at night and attempt to sleep with you in your sleeping bag.
But it's Thanksgiving all the same. The men of Charlie Company receive a delivery of letters from home. Their minds turn to their families. Specialist Aaron Anderson.
If I wasn't here in Iraq, I would love to be with my family, with my children, celebrating Thanksgiving with them.
Anderson's a cook. Until now, he's spent much of his time trying to pep up the army rations he doles out. But today's special. A Thanksgiving turkey meal's being driven down by truck from the battalion's headquarters outside Mosul, along with an escort of Stryker armored vehicles and other routine supplies. Anderson says good food is crucial to army morale, especially these soldiers.
Joe eats a lot. They can come back 3, 4, or 5 times in one day and just not even have enough food in the house to keep them full, that's for sure.
Today, the hungry soldiers of Charlie Company are waiting for their food with particular excitement. But as the time of the Thanksgiving meal approaches, a problem arises.
It's Thanksgiving, and we had a logistics supply convoy coming down from the north to basically supply my soldiers with Thanksgiving meal.
Captain Ron Scow is company commander. His soldiers carry on operating through Thanksgiving, and so, it turns out, do Iraq's insurgents.
The logistical supply convoy was hit with what appears to be a complex ambush.
A car bomb went off in front of the truck carrying the cooked turkey meal. The windscreen was shattered, but driver Edmund Savendra managed to get through with the meal intact.
It was a very, very large, scary bang. Everybody here was waiting on their turkey dinner, so I got it here, and everyone's safe. So that's good.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, near Mosul.